Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
From expensive over-the-counter medications to prescription drugs to high co-payments when you see the doctor, healthcare costs can take a massive bite out of your budget. Fortunately, there are ways to cut those expenses using various tax advantage plans and medical savings accounts. This podcast will review a terrific benefit an employer of any size can offer, a health reimbursement arrangement, also known as a health reimbursement account or HRA. I'll explain how HRAs work, how they're different from other options like an FSA, an HSA, and how I use one to cut the cost of healthcare and save more money. Hey friends, thanks for joining me this week. I'm Laura Adams, an author, financial spokesperson, and money speaker, hosting the Money Girl podcast since 2008 with over 42 million downloads. I'm also the founder of The Money Stack, a weekly newsletter and community helping you build your bank account on your terms. It includes each week's podcast, money tips, tools, things I'm enjoying, cool art, and invitations to live educational events like my upcoming AMA, Ask Me Anything, called Savvy Tax Planning Strategies to Save Money. My co-host will be tax expert and financial planner Andy Panko, CFP. If you have questions about paying or reducing your personal or business taxes, or maybe you're unsure about future financial issues like selling real estate, retiring, or getting an inheritance, don't miss this live event. It's a rare opportunity to ask the pros any money or tax question in an informal discussion and presentation. To register for Savvy Tax Planning Strategies to Save Money and get the video replay, just subscribe to The Money Stack at lauradadams.com, or you can just Google The Money Stack. Please subscribe today because the event is coming up soon. I can't wait to see you there. If you're like many people, you may not have heard of a health reimbursement account or HRA. So let's go through what it is and who can benefit from them. An HRA is a benefit plan that some employers offer to help their workers pay their and their family's qualified healthcare expenses. Now, you're probably familiar with an HSA, a health savings account. And unlike an HSA, an HRA can only be funded by an employer, and it doesn't have to be paired with a high-deductible health plan like an HSA does. With an HRA, employees don't pay a penny into the account because contributions or reimbursement payments can only come from an employer, and the employer owns those funds. Employees must be covered by a health plan, but they can purchase any product they wish. They can use HRA funds to pay eligible healthcare expenses and, in some cases, even pay your insurance premiums tax-free up to an annual limit set by the IRS and by the employer. Therefore, you can only have an HRA if your employer offers one, or you're like me and you're self-employed with at least one part or full-time W-2 employee. But you cannot have an HRA if you're a solopreneur with no employees other than yourself. And I'll review more about my HRA setup, which may also work for you in some cases. A company can offer an HRA in combination with a group health plan or just even as a standalone benefit. For instance, let's say you run a small business. You may give your employees an HRA instead of a health plan. The HRA would reimburse your workers up to your set limit for their qualified health care expenses. Employees can also have an HRA with other medical savings plans, like a flexible savings account or FSA. In some cases, you can even have an HRA and an HSA. And I'll briefly cover more about using an HRA with other savings plans in a moment. Enrolling in an HRA can also affect your ability to qualify for a premium tax credit under the Affordable Care Act. That's if you purchase health insurance on a federal or state marketplace. In some cases, you may be eligible for a subsidy that reduces your premiums. But in some cases, enrolling in an HRA can affect that. It depends on the type of HRA you're offered, how much your employer reimburses, your income, and family size. And I'll put a link in the show notes to a document that talks a lot more about getting a subsidy when you have an HRA. So let's say you've got an HRA. Well, what do you do with it? How do you spend the funds in that account? Well, employers decide how workers can access their HRA funds. In many cases, you have to pay eligible healthcare expenses upfront and then submit them for reimbursement on a monthly or quarterly basis, up to an annual limit. Once approved, your employer either cuts a check to you or sends a direct deposit to your bank account. Some employers will fund your HRA at the beginning of the year and issue a debit card for you to use to pay qualified healthcare costs up to your annual benefit limit. However, unlike an HSA, an HRA is not a bank account where you earn interest or can invest the balance. You can't cash out an HRA, even if you don't use it all by the end of the year. Its only purpose is to hold the funds provided by your employer to spend on eligible health care. So let's talk more about the tax benefits you get with an HRA. The beauty of this account is that the funds you receive from your employer are not included in your gross taxable income. In other words, you don't pay any federal income or employment tax on those HRA funds, which is a terrific benefit. In my situation, I employ my husband to work part-time in my business, and I offer him an HRA as part of his compensation. He submits our family health care expenses, including mine, to my business for a monthly reimbursement. Then my company can claim a tax deduction for the reimbursements, and my husband gets paid tax-free income from my business. The expenses that you submit for reimbursement or that you pay for using an HRA must have been incurred on or after the date you enrolled in the HRA. Qualified healthcare expenses are generally the same as those that qualify for a medical tax deduction or, you know, those that qualify for an HSA. They include amounts not covered by your health insurance, such as your deductible and co-payments. Some expenses you can use HRA funds for include doctor and dental visits, vision care, prescription glasses, sunglasses, and contact lenses, hospital expenses, prescription drugs, over-the-counter medicines, menstrual care products, chiropractic care, psychotherapy, substance abuse treatment, transportation to get health care, and there are many, many more. You can learn more about qualifying healthcare expenses in IRS publication 502 called Medical and Dental Expenses, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes. Unlike with an HSA, you can use HRA funds to pay premiums for insurance, like your health insurance, dental insurance, and vision insurance, depending on your HRA type, which I'll review more about in a moment. You can even get reimbursed for amounts that you pay for long-term care insurance. However, an HRA does not cover expenses like gym memberships, childcare, teeth whitening, cosmetic procedures. You know, that's pretty standard. Those would not be allowable as a medical deduction. And using an HRA for non-qualified expenses means those amounts get added to your gross income for the year. For instance, if you spend HRA funds on vacation or groceries, you must pay income tax on those amounts. Note that if you continue employer-sponsored health insurance through COBRA after you leave a job, you can still use HRA funds for premiums until your COBRA coverage ends. But in general, if you leave your employer with unused funds in an HRA, they own that money and can keep it.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
All right, let's talk about some different types of HRAs. The first type is called a qualified small employer HRA. This gets shortened to QSE HRA. This plan is for employers that do not offer a group health plan and they have fewer than 50 full-time employees. However, employers may exclude certain classes of workers, such as seasonal or temporary employees, if they wish. Workers can receive reimbursements for their individual health plan premiums and their qualified out-of-pocket healthcare costs, up to an annual limit set by the IRS. For 2024, the QSE HRA limit is up to $6,150 per employee or $12,450 per employee with family coverage. Employers can allow unused balances to be carried forward to the next plan year up to an aggregate limit. All right, the second type of HRA is the kind I have. It's called an individual coverage HRA, which is shortened to ICHRA. This plan is for employers of any size. It reimburses employees for their individual health insurance premiums and qualified out-of-pocket healthcare costs with no maximum amount. However, if an employer also offers a health plan, workers can enroll in the insurance or the HRA, but not both benefits. Employers can set different monthly allowances based on specific employee classes, like an amount for full-time, part-time, and seasonal workers. And employers can allow unused amounts to be carried forward to the next plan year up to an aggregate limit. So this works really well for me because I'm a super small business and I don't offer a group health plan, but I'm offering my husband the individual coverage HRA as his health benefit. All right, the third type is called a group coverage HRA or GCHRA. This plan supplements an employer-sponsored group health plan. So employees receive reimbursements for qualified out-of-pocket healthcare costs that their health plan does not fully cover, like deductibles and copays, but it doesn't cover the plan premiums. And that even includes those that are purchased on the open market if the employee decides to do that. Like individual coverage HRAs, group coverage HRAs have no maximum contribution limits, and employers can set different allowances based on employee classes. Now, these are not the only types of HRAs, but they may be the most common. You can learn a lot more about HRAs in IRS publication 969 called Health Savings Accounts and Other Tax-Favored Health Plans. So I mentioned that you can have an HRA and other types of medical savings plan. So let's talk about the rules for using an FSA and an HRA. Some companies may offer workers additional tax advantage benefits, such as a flexible spending arrangement, which is also called a flexible spending account or FSA. This is in addition to an HRA. However, having an HRA can affect your eligibility for other tax advantaged accounts, so it's essential to understand how they work together. So I'll give you a quick primer on the FSA. It can only be offered by an employer. However, it's primarily funded using an employee's pre-tax income. Now, employers can also contribute to an FSA, but they're not required to. You put funds into your FSA that you plan to use for out-of-pocket health care and even childcare expenses for you and your family. However, you cannot use it to pay health insurance premiums. If you participate in an FSA for 2024, you can contribute up to $3,200 through your payroll deductions, and that's regardless of your marital or tax filing status. Your contributions will not be subject to federal income or payroll taxes, which is fantastic. However, one downside of an FSA is that you generally must spend all the funds within the plan year, unless your employer offers a short grace period or a small carryover amount to use in the following year. After the year or the grace period, you lose any leftover funds in an FSA. So you don't want to contribute more than you're sure you're going to spend on qualified expenses. You can pair an HRA with an FSA. However, qualified expenses must be paid from the plan that the employer designates as primary. And then once that account is depleted, then the second plan can cover eligible expenses. All right, now let's talk about using an HRA with an HSA. If you're enrolled in an HSA qualified high deductible health plan, you can contribute pre-tax funds to a health savings account or HSA. I've done a lot of podcasts about HSAs, so, you know, if that's something you're interested in, just look in the archive. You can then spend the funds in your HSA tax-free on various healthcare costs. However, you cannot use them for health insurance premiums. Now, you can spend HSA funds on COBRA, Medicare, and long-term care insurance, but not regular health insurance premiums while you're employed. While an HRA is employer-funded and owned, with an HSA, you own it. And even if you get it through work, it's your money. While an employer may contribute to your HSA, you own the account and you can take it with you if you leave your job. It's called being portable. For 2024, you can contribute up to $4,150 to an HSA if you have an individual health plan and up to $8,300 with a family plan. If you're over 55, you can contribute an additional $1,000. One advantage of an HSA is earning interest and having the ability to invest your balance. Plus, unlike an FSA, there is no spending deadline. Your balance just rolls over from year to year with an HSA. Now, you can have an HRA and an HSA simultaneously. However, there are strict rules regarding how they can be used together. The main point to remember is that you cannot double dip by paying for an expense with an HSA and then submitting that expense for HRA reimbursement. That would be, you know, getting too much tax benefit. While it gets a little complicated, some HRAs don't allow you to contribute to an HSA if they reimburse you for healthcare expenses. The idea is that it could be really easy to double up on the tax benefits of both accounts, which is not allowed. However, some HRAs allow you to opt out of reimbursement for healthcare expenses, but keep the reimbursement just for your insurance premiums. That works really well with an HSA, which can never be used for premiums unless you're unemployed. So if your employer offers an HRA and you purchase an HSA-eligible health plan, be sure you understand what's allowed before using an HSA. If you have to choose between an HRA and an HSA, and this was the case for my husband, he needed to choose, you want to always choose the account that is likely to give you the largest tax savings. If your employer reimburses more than your HSA allowable contribution limit, you'll probably get more savings by enrolling in an HRA. I know I threw a lot at you in this show, and the acronyms can get a little confusing. So be sure to go back and listen to the show again if you really want to dig into HRAs. And if you have the ability to have one at your job or you're self-employed and you're thinking about opening one, you know, you might want to talk to a tax accountant about the best way to go about using one in combination with other medical savings accounts that you're interested in. If you're enjoying Money Girl, please take a moment to rate and review the show in your podcast app to let us know you're getting value from each weekly episode. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Gaches. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our marketing assistant is Cameron Lacey.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.